Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our next guest, a Northern Ireland youth worker, was heartbroken when he attended a fostering course and learnt that most children who are in care have to transport their belongings in bin bags rather than in suitcases. So he felt these children deserved more dignity than this, and with less than £500, he decided to start a company to try and solve this problem. And in the studio to share the story of how he founded the company Madlug and how he has seen God at work, we're delighted to say we have Dave Linton, the founder of Madlug, with us. You're very welcome to the show, Dave. Hi, how are you? First of all, Dave, could you tell us a bit about yourself and your work as a youth worker?
Yeah, so my name's Dave Linton, and for 22 years I worked in local churches, parachurch organisations as a youth worker, and just really finished that role 3 years ago now.
Fantastic. And so then you went from being a youth worker, and the past few years, talk us about how the idea of the company Madlug came about.
Yeah, so I was in a Church of Ireland church working as a youth worker. We were blessed, my wife and I were blessed with having been provided with a home to live in while we were in that role. And we are adoptive parents, and had done some foster care in the past. And that led me to think, well, we could get some space in the house. Let's go and re-engage with some fostering. And as a result of that, we had to go back and redo the course. And I heard a story of a young girl basically talking about when they moved, the local authority didn't give suitcases. Sometimes foster carers loaned them, but quite often their belongings are moved in black bin bags, and it broke my heart. So I felt I'm going to fix it. So that kind of took me on a journey out of youth work into a place of running a social enterprise business.
Fantastic. Madlug stands for Make a Difference, doesn't it? Wonderful to hear your work in action. Fantastic. Now, are there thousands of children in care across Ireland and the UK? There are, aren't there?
Yeah.
Do you know how many?
Yes, sir.
What the figures
there's,
are?
There's over 90,000 children in care in the UK and Ireland, 6,000 in the Republic of Ireland, 3,000 in the North. And but in total across those nations, there's over 90,000. And one child is entering the care system every 15 to 20 minutes. So it equates to, in the UK, nearly 40,000 children moving into care every year.
Gosh, the figures are very high, aren't they? You didn't have a budget or a clear business plan starting out, but you just went for it, didn't you? Was it a challenge setting up the business? How did you find that?
Yeah, so for me, it came from just over the few years before that, I started to feel like God was stirring something in me to pioneer. I was identifying I was more of a pioneer in spirit, and the natural I felt was maybe church plant, to be honest, because that's what I knew. I was in churches, and maybe church plant be something to pioneer in. And during that time of exploring, I got a prophetic word shared with me that that talked about something new, and this picture of dirty work boots and slippers, and then a brand new pair of work boots, indicating something new was coming along. And I never really understood it. I tested it, still thought that it was maybe church planting. And then, say, God broke my heart in this one evening. And so because of that, that there was a confidence there that God was calling me into something. And it was in that place of just stepping out and going for it. And that kind of determined pioneered spirit just helped along the way. There was lots of challenges, finance, countercultural stuff that, yeah. You know, Northern Ireland isn't known for creating bad companies. You know, we love our brands, but we love them at discount prices. So we don't care for last season and all of this kind of stuff. And I had no family background in business or, all that. So it was just, everything was so countercultural, but I just had the sense that the cause was greater and it needed to be fixed.
Good, what a heart you have. It's amazing. Could you just tell us a bit more about the concept of Madlug, the products that people can buy? There's a backpack, isn't there?
Yes. So we're stands for Make a Difference Luggage. We have backpacks that are like standard school bags, gym bags, We have suitcases, travel backpacks, and we even sell some accessories on there as well. But predominantly, we're a bag company, a luggage company. Mm-hmm. And every time we sell a bag, we give a bag for free to one of these incredible children in the care system.
That's so great. Now, as you've touched on your faith being so crucial to this, was your faith important in helping you to believe that you could actually, you know, go forward and set up this company? Your heart was broken, you spoke of that. And in terms of setting up, what role did your faith play in that?
My faith is key to it in that, first of all, I see myself as a child of the King, and so I started to, because of that, then my heart's broken for the things that breaks His heart. Mm. So as you know, we are, and as carriers of Christ in us, then we get first glimpse of the need of the world. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was this opportunity of God would reveal a very small, that maybe seemed insignificant to people around me, of just a bag or a bin bag situation, when there's lots of other bigger things probably seem to need fix.
Yeah.
But God gave me insight to that, and it required a response. And suppose the place of faith was that I don't believe in failure. Mm-hmm. When there's faith, there's always learning, because God is a God who does it, and that's been the kind of key to it. Plus also the core values of Madlog is, we use the term value, worth, dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And when we've spoken to young people in the care system, they absolutely love those three words.
Mm-hmm.
But actually those three words are the good news of Jesus: creation, cross, and adoption, and dignity. So the value, worth, dignity is us speaking kingdom language. So I feel that faith is all over this, even though we don't necessarily call ourselves a Christian ministry. It's kingdom language with a heart to see young people find Jesus and meet Jesus through practical act of giving back and caring for the orphan and widow in times of trouble.
It really is love in action, isn't it? Creation, cross,
absolutely.
Adoption. I absolutely love that. Now, the courage of stepping into action that you've done is so admirable. What advice do you have for our Spirit Radio listeners who want to start projects or businesses to help others but feel that maybe they don't have the budget or the ability to do something like as courageous as what you're doing?
I think for me, if I could say one thing to people out there who, particularly Christians, is, you know, we do carry the life of Christ, person of Christ in us, and we get first glimpse. But I think it's about lifting our eyes and looking for the bin bag story, the stuff that maybe feels a little bit insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, well, it's only a small thing, or it's not going to really make a difference. But it's looking for the bin bag story in the story, because that's often the significance. So I can't fix the whole care problem,
mm-hmm.
but I can make one little difference by giving a child dignity when they move, by providing a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we as a church, we as God's people, need to step into and live our lives, rather than with our eyes open, looking for that bin bag moment, that story that breaks our heart, and I'm acting on it.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, sometimes that first step can be so hard with, and you know, finding the courage and the confidence to act out what you really want to do, you know, you've prayerfully been considering. But that's, you know, where church can really come into play, and we can encourage each other as a community to get that ball rolling and to, you know, act on what is breaking our hearts and breaking the Lord's heart as well.
Absolutely. The thing is that we don't, not everybody needs to start a mad look.
Mm.
You find your black bin bag story, and then you look first to see if somebody else is doing it.
Yeah.
And it may be just joining what is already there.
Yeah, fantastic. And mad look, it recently went viral on social media, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had moments of, you know, things throughout its, starting with £500, a year down the line,
mm-hmm.
we get recognised as a new radical in the UK, saw a little bit of increase. I got the opportunity a year ago to have breakfast with Richard Branson, saw a little mm-hmm. bit of growth there. But this September, we had a blogger, influencer, who put a picture up of her children with Madlog bags. Within that, from a Friday night to the Sunday, we had over 200,000 visitors to our website. We sold out of every product that we had. We went on and raised a further 5,000 bags just to give, even without product.
Wow.
And then we restocked on the Wednesday, and we sold out again in 10 hours of another 1,000 bags. And that's just changed our business. To we're now shipping bags to the States, to Australia, to Dubai, into Europe. And it's been pretty phenomenal to see how one little post changes the landscape of a business in many ways.
It's
a movement.
The power of social media, the power of the influencer. It's so different now. It's changing so fast. But really, social media connects people all over the world. As you were saying, stock, you know, sending out bags to all corners of the earth, as it were, not just at home. So need more influencers on the case, I would say. But that's fantastic. You got that support, and delighted that it's benefited you and Madlock so well. And finally, if you could just, Dave, talk to us about how you have seen God at work and being faithful to you with your business, with Madlock.
So for me, the biggest thing has been that at every time there's been need, God has provided. And that sounds very easy to say. There was a time last year, or just over a year ago, I was so tired, I wanted to give up. I was feeling like I just can't do this alone all the time, and it's going to take forever to really make a difference here. And I arrived into the little office that we had donated to us, and there was a letter there, handwritten. And I opened it up, and the only thing I knew where it was from was it had a stamp from Manchester on it. Mm-hmm. And so opened the letter up, handwritten, two sides of an A4 page. And it was from a young person who had received one of our giving bags as a result of somebody buying a bag. Mm-hmm. And it just blew me away, the depth of information in it, of the young person feeling lost in the care system, the fact that the people didn't know her and yet cared for her enough to provide for a bag. Mm-hmm. And then this finish where it was, I hope someday I can, when I'm in a better position, help other young people just like me. Mm-hmm. And so you just see God. It was a moment of, you know, I'm not going to give up. I'm actually going to do this the rest of my life. I'm going to see an end to black bin bags used across the world with kids in care. I'm going to see young people in care raised to a place where we believe in them, we champion them, we see the orphans of today, that society believe in them and care for them. Mm-hmm. And it was that wee one letter, and it was just God in the right day. It was the day after. It was a Sunday night. I was having prayer ministry in the church, going, I just don't know if I can keep going. Mm. And that next morning, you see God answer by just this little handwritten letter. So that's one story of many stories where I've seen God's faithfulness. But I think that's the confidence you have in a relationship with a living God who is interested in Dave and his world. And that for me has been so, so encouraging.
Mm-hmm. God's faithfulness really is, it's just so prevalent in your story. It's amazing to hear that encouraging story about the letter from the girl in Manchester, where she, you know, most likely felt such fear or loneliness.
And if anybody wants to read that letter, it's on our madlock.com on the blog, a letter from a young person in care, and you'll be able to see it transcribed onto a blog.
Fantastic.
If you want to be encouraged, or you've been a customer yourself, and
absolutely.
You want to be encouraged, as that's what your purchases are doing for these amazing children.
It's amazing work, goodness me, seeing God in action in such a wonderful and powerful way for these people who are in care, who really need love and dignity and support. Dave Linton, founder of Madlock, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. To support Dave's company, where for every bag you can buy, a new bag is given to a child in care, as Dave just said, visit the website, which is all the W's, madlug.com, madlug.com. Fantastic work. Dave Linton, founder of Madlug, thank you very much indeed. Elspeth Hansen in for Jackie today, and you're very welcome to the Saturday Magazine on Spirit Radio. Now, when we think of Christmas time and family time and our kids or grandkids opening their Christmas presents and playing with them at home, sadly for some families who have sick children, they will all be spending Christmas Day in hospital. Children in Hospital Ireland are encouraging people to give the gift of play to a child in hospital this Christmas through arts and crafts and games that are suitable for a hospital setting. And on the line now to tell us more, we have Maura Lavelle, the Marketing and Development Manager for Children in Hospital Ireland. You're very welcome to the show, Maura.
Oh, thank you, Elspeth. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Lovely to talk to you, Maura. Now, first of all, it is absolutely heartbreaking to think of this very sad reality that children and their families have to spend Christmas in hospital. Sadly, it is a reality, though, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt, obviously, I mean, most hospitals will do their very best to get children out of hospital by Christmas if they can, mm-hmm. but there's some cases, obviously, where it's just not possible, or it could be, you know, something that happens last minute and you end up in A&E on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or something. Mm-hmm. But even just the whole festive period, it's a different time. The hospitals are brilliant, and they do lighting up the trees, and they have all sorts of, you know, Santa always comes to the hospital, and there's lots of events in the run-up. But I suppose with Children in Hospital Ireland, what our kind of mission is around this time of year particularly is just to make an appeal to people that if they're thinking of giving anything, some kind of a gift to an Irish charity, that they might think of Children in Hospital, because mm-hmm. not only does it help at this time of year, but what happens is if people give a small gift, and we really mean small, like paints, crayons, paintbrushes, any kind of googly eyes, arts and crafts materials, Play-Doh, that allows our volunteers to be really well stocked to have all of the things that they need to play with children kind of year round within the hospital setting. You know, it means that our play trolleys are very well stocked, and kind of that's where we're coming from at the moment with our Gift of Play campaign. uh-huh. But yeah, the reality is that obviously at Christmas time there are children in hospital, and it's just kind of give a little thought to them, I suppose.
Absolutely, and it's, I mean, for the children in hospital, it really isn't an easy time for them, is it? No.
And the whole thing is with playing and the whole research around play is that it just kind of normalises the situation.
Yeah.
So whether it's as simple as playing with a deck of cards, having a story read to them, playing a board game, doing arts and crafts, like that just brings them back to where a child should be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they kind of forget about the funny smells and the needles and the doctors walking around in white coats. You know, it just kind of takes their mind off.
Absolutely.
What the reality
imagine,
is.
Yeah, quite boring, as we said, in a way, but also quite confusing seeing all the sort of medical equipment and smells, as you say. And
exactly.
Just normalising the situation. And it's a great way to pass the time, if nothing else, you know.
Absolutely is, yeah. Boredom, no, it really is.
Absolutely. Talk to us about your initiative that it's trying to make hospital time a bit more fun for these children. Just a little bit more detail then.
Yeah, so what we've launched is our Gift of Play campaign. And basically, we've teamed up with Art and Hobby, who've been really supportive over the last couple of years with us, where they have a donation drop-off box in every store. So if anybody's in there and they just notice it, they can buy like something from €5 up to whatever amount they want to spend, or even €2 on a little puzzle, playing cards, crayons. We never have enough crayons, mm-hmm. Washable paint bottles, paintbrushes, palettes. There's a wish list basically in every store of the type of items that are really hugely popular in playrooms and play trolleys and hospitals around Ireland. So we encourage people, if they are in Art and Hobby, just they should notice the donation box, and hopefully the staff there are very well versed in what we do and how they're helping us, so they can explain more about the initiative. And also people can log on to our website, mm-hmm. childreninhospital.ie, and on the very front page there's a Gift of Play option where people can actually buy an online gift card through Art and Hobby, which means that if they buy a gift card for €5 or €10, it's sent to Children in Hospital Ireland. They can even specify which hospital they would like their money spent on, mm-hmm. And then we will purchase the various items that are needed for the hospital.
That's wonderful. It's great that Art and Hobby are getting on board.
It really is. It's a fully, you know, it's a really good, it's an Irish-owned company, so which I think, again, is another plus. and they're really supportive. The staff are really supportive, and they've kind of got great ideas for people. You know, often we get queries from people who maybe their niece has gone into hospital unexpectedly, and they're like, what can I get them? I don't want to just kind of send in a doll or, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And we will direct them to Art and Hobby and say, look, they have a really good wish list, and they have a really great idea to make up a kind of a hamper of really good stuff that will be used and reused, and the kind of longevity with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So it's been really good for us, and really good for children in hospital. And people are very generous. And you know, what we find at this time of year with Irish people in particular, they're so generous and they really want to give.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and some people, they don't want to do the online thing because they want to give something tangible.
Yeah.
And I suppose what we're saying is, look, we're delighted with everything we get, but sometimes if a toy is a big, cumbersome toy, the hospitals can't take us. They don't have the room for us.
Yeah.
So really, we're appealing to people to think small, you know. They can give lots of small things. It doesn't have to be one big kind of big item for a hospital.
Yeah.
The little things really, really go a long way.
I suppose it allows room for so much creativity. Everyone loves a crayon or can use it in their own way. I suppose with toys, sometimes if they are a bit big and you don't necessarily know that said kid would like playing with that toy, it might not be for everyone, so left
and
to
also,
their own devices.
And remember, there's different age groups. Like, we have a lot of teenagers in hospital, you know, and reaching and engaging with teenagers can be quite difficult, but this whole idea of kind of colouring as a kind of a stress reliever, and adults do it now all the time, it's become a big thing. So it really kind of, it reaches across the age groups, all this arts and creativity stuff.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah. I'd often probably think of, just guilty of thinking of a lot younger children in hospital at this age, but of course there are, teenagers
are,
and...
Absolutely,
you know,
and we're piloting a teenage project at the moment because it is a gap. You know, we're very aware, and we do think children, and you think of the little ones, but, you know, there's a real need to be able to kind of work with teenagers in those situations.
As you said, it also a great way of sort of therapeutic in a way, putting it down on paper and crafting away. It's just really a nice way to sort of de-stress and distraction. Now, which hospitals do you partner with, Maura?
So we are a national charity, so we're in 13 hospitals around the country. So in Dublin, we're in Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin, which probably a third of our 450-strong volunteer team, a third of our volunteers would be in there because that's obviously the largest hospital. We're in Tallaght, we're in the National Rehab Hospital, and we're in Temple Street Hospital. They're the four Dublin ones. And then we're in Cork, Galway, Limerick, Waterford, Wexford, Dundalk, Mayo, Castlebar. I'm sure I'm leaving some out, but the 13 hospitals, and obviously with a view to growing our service into hospitals that we don't have a play service in. And again, it's all just down to resourcing and, as we grow. Now, we've been around for 50 years, actually, almost. Mm-hmm. So it's very long established charity. But because we operate within hospitals, you know, it's hard to distinguish us from the hospital volunteers. So often people haven't heard of the actual organisation Children in Hospital Ireland, which is challenging enough for us because, you know, we do great work. And as soon as you say to people, we're the people in the red T-shirts, they go, oh my goodness, I know, my child has spent time, we've met you, and it's a super service. So, so that's what we do. And actually, if I could just give a shout out to your listeners, we are currently recruiting for Just Ask volunteers for Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin.
Great.
Which is—it's not a play volunteer role; it's a wayfinding role because we've piloted the project very successfully in Crumlin. And basically, people arrive into the hospital and they're adults and they're confused and they have a letter and they have to go somewhere but they can't find their way. So people are there on hand at the door to say, "How can I help you? Let me push your buggy. Let me take your bag. I'll bring you to where you need to go." So we are actively recruiting at the moment.
Great.
If anybody's interested, they can email us at info@childreninhospital.ie.
info@childreninhospital.ie. Fantastic initiative. Just something I think a lot of people across the country will want to support. So just to remind us all, recap, how we can get involved.
Absolutely. So by going into any Art and Hobby store, and I think there's 25 Art and Hobby stores around Ireland, so we're pretty well matched with a hospital near every store. And where there is, I know in Sligo, for example, there isn't an Art and Hobby shop, and we have a play volunteer service in Sligo. But as I say, Art and Hobby gift cards can be purchased online, and there's a space there to fill in where you would like that gift card to go to. So the funds, but like if you want to give €10 or €20 to a particular hospital, you can note that on it, and items will be purchased specifically for that hospital, because obviously parents do have an affiliation with a particular hospital if their child has spent time there, and that's completely fine. So they can go into any Arts and Hobby store, or they can log on to our website, which is childreninhospital.ie, and on the very first page they'll see how to gift online if they wish. And like that, if there's any questions or, you know, clarification around anything, info@childreninhospital.ie, and we'll pick it up on Monday.
Fantastic stuff. I'll give that a shout out later on in the programme as well. Maura Lavelle.
Really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Marketing and Development Manager for Children in Hospital Ireland. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
And the email, just to recap, any questions or if you'd like to volunteer in Crumlin, I know you're looking for volunteers, info@childreninhospital.ie. And the website is childreninhospital.ie/gift of play. Maura Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.